The questions on page 6 are written very, very carefully to force the person to do particular things with their internal representations. Firstly, we have questions which are designed to force someone to remember a visual image. Questions like, what was the colour of the room that you grew up in? Or what was the colour of your front door when you were a kid? The next questions are constructed deliberately and carefully to have the person construct a visual image, as in, they're going to visualize something that they've never seen before. So questions like, what would your room look like if it were painted green with purple spots? What would your car look like with a Rolls-Royce radiator grille and turbo go faster stripes? For the auditory questions, the first questions are designed to have someone remember something that they've heard. Questions like, what was the last thing I said to you? Can you hear your favorite piece of music of all time? Then the next questions force someone to make up a sound which they've never heard before. Questions like, what would I sound like with Darth Vader's voice? What would your favorite piece of music sound like if it were played backwards? Then the next questions are constructed to cause the person to use their auditory digital and talk to themselves. Questions like, what was the first thing you said to yourself this morning, just before you woke up? And can you recite your national anthem to yourself? Then right at the bottom of page 11, questions designed to have someone access kinesthetics or their feelings. What does it feel like to stand barefoot on a wet carpet? What does it feel like to put on a new shirt or a new blouse? So the way you use these questions is to sit directly opposite the person, ask the person the question, and make sure that when you ask them the question, you're actually looking at their eyes, because some people, their eyes move really, really quickly as soon as you finish the question. If you're looking at the piece of paper, you may well miss them.